The knock on state government news used to be that it's boring. Not so this year. When Governor Scott Walker introduced his plan to curb bargaining rights of public employee unions, protesters marched shoulder to shoulder in the streets. The state capitol rotunda resembled a sports arena. UW-Milwaukee political science professor Mordecai Lee says he's followed state government for four decades and has never seen anything like it.
I've got to say the last year was the most incredible, unprecedented, tumultuous year in Wisconsin politics that I've ever experienced.
For all the drama of the fight, the governor ultimately got his way on most issues. He signed the collective bargaining law at a conference room ceremony roughly a month after he introduced it.
Ultimately, this new law is about our commitment to the future.
The law has redefined what it means to be a union in Wisconsin. Wisconsin's largest state employees union, Ask Me Council 24, has decertified. That means the state's no longer legally obligated to recognize it. Longtime state employee union director Marty Beal says the union used to focus on negotiating contracts and handling workplace disputes. Not so much anymore.
Our world has changed there, and it's changed to the organizing model, where our staff and myself and others, our local union officers, are engaged in organizing.
Right now, that organizing is focused squarely on forcing a recall election of the governor. UW La Crosse political science professor Joe Heim says even if unions are successful, they won't get everything back that they lost, at least not right away.
It looks like now that under almost any circumstance, nothing is going to occur with collective bargaining for at least the next several years.
Wisconsin's political climate is as toxic as it's ever been. When 14 Democratic state senators left Wisconsin for weeks to block a vote on the collective bargaining bill, Republican Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald was sometimes visibly irritated. During one conference call captured by cameras and microphones, he talked over Democratic Senator Dave Hansen, who was still in hiding.
That is not acceptable.
I just want to comment.
You're not in negotiations with the governor's center. You're not in negotiations.
Fitzgerald talked of having police detain Democrats and force them back to the Capitol. And a police report would later say he marched into the office of a high-level Democratic staffer, allegedly calling her stupid. When Democrats returned to the state, he issued a blistering press release, calling them the most shameful 14 people in the state of Wisconsin. On the other side, while the vast majority of protesters kept it civil, a handful used guerrilla tactics, taunting Republican lawmakers in the halls and on the street. During a summer meeting of the legislature's Joint Finance Committee, protesters shouted down Republican Assembly co-chair Robin Voss.
We are not going to let the crowd just come in here and march in and decide
that
they can
shout
us out.
You
shouldn't piss off the crowd so much.
Yeah, we're not going to let the crowd shout us down, so we are going to do our jobs, and we're going to do it today.
Months later, one of the diehard protesters found Voss at a bar and showered him with a glass of beer. These days, you hear both sides reference the discord, but with their own twist. Republicans say people want to get back to normal. Translation? Stop the recalls. Democrats say it's the governor who's divided the state. Translation? Recall him and vote in someone else. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.